Hey, Mr. Postman. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Just in Time. As y'all know, the post office, U.S. Post Office, is under a lot of scrutiny and it's under a lot of stress due to their leader and a lot of unethical rules they're trying to implement right now during this time. And in the studio, I got a brother named Ben who's been at the post office 13 plus years. Ben also has family members who work at the post office for many years, and so we just go to talk about his insight, and I got some questions to ask Ben as we go through this morning, and so Ben, just introduce yourself.
Hi, how y'all doing? My name is Ben that postman. Nah, for real, I've been actually with the Postal Service for about 13 years. It'll be 14 years this year. And you know, at the time, you know, I thought it was a blessing. I'm always thankful to have a job and be able to provide for my family, you know.
Okay. So, you know, we just go dive in it, man. I got some questions, and then at the end, I'm going to let you be able to just give your own opinion of, you know, how you feel like the situation will turn out when it comes to the election and so forth and so on. But the first question I want to ask you, man, just, you know, being somebody who have insight and expertise, is the U.S. Post Office going out of business?
You know, I work for another company that went out of business. I work for WorldCom before the Enron scandal and all of that, and it went belly up. And I see the post office having similar symptoms.
Okay.
You know, any business, when you're trying to make money, you try to to get the most out of your people, you know, and that's understood. But when you adopt practices, unethical practices, to try to keep the business afloat, that's to me, is a big red flag that something major is wrong.
Okay, so when you say unethical, you caught my attention. And so can we dig just a little bit deep?
Okay. For instance, even though, you know, upper management will never admit, there's a lot of times where people's different crafts are asked to work off the clock because quote unquote, you know, can't afford to pay you overtime. And to me, it's not an issue of pocket watching, you know, it's an issue of, you know, made up numbers. You know, upper management only looks at numbers, you know, and one of the biggest things when you're running a business, you want to match work hours to workload. Okay. You know, that's your main job. You have this amount of work. You want, you know, if you have 8 hours of work, you want to pay somebody 8 hours to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the problem comes when, you know, somebody's taking 10 hours to do 8 hours worth of work. Okay. Understood. But when you have 10 hours worth of work and they want to pay you 8 hours, but they still want you to do the work, it's a problem. Because when somebody takes over the business or you get new upper management, they have no idea what it takes to actually run that business because all the numbers that they're given are made up. So even when they think that it's bad, they have no idea how bad it really is because they can't even pay people to do the work that needs to be done to keep the business afloat.
For your insight on that one. So, okay, this second question, will there be a postal increase in cost in 2020 and for all?
A postal increase, like, you know, the way that people do business is changing. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't have pen pals. They're not mailing letters unless, you know, you're incarcerated. You know, people pay their bills online. So the majority of the money that comes into the post office is you know, the parcels, you know, packages are starting to pick up. So, you know, with the letters and stuff like that, you know, that's that it's almost archaic. You know, it's you don't even really need to deliver letters, or, you know, because everything could be paperless. But so with that being said, the majority of our money that comes into the post office is from advertisements, you know, like sales papers and stuff like that, stuff that a lot of people don't want. I've even heard other mailmen say they're not mailmen, they're junk men. You know what I'm saying? They deliver trash to people's houses and the trash man comes and picks it up, you know, but without those advertisements, the post office would lose a lot of money.
So what you're saying, losing a lot of money, goes into the next question I'm having. What happened if the post office goes private?
The post office being private wouldn't be bad business for the business. It would be very bad for the people. I mean, I've what's interesting about it, and you know, this is hearsay, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an exec at Amazon or anything like that, but I've heard people talk about Amazon being interested in purchasing either a portion or, you know, portions of the post office, and that they even setting money aside, like $3 billion, to even buy it. Just so happens the guy that's appointed Postmaster General by Trump, you know, his homeboy, he has stock in Amazon. So he stands to gain off of that actually happening.
Oh, wow.
Now, you got to keep in mind, the post office already delivers Amazon packages. Matter of fact, post office delivers UPS, FedEx, logistics, and Amazon's packages. A lot of people, when they see the mailman dropping off a package, and they're like, well, I ordered that through UPS, I ordered that through FedEx. Yeah, it is cheaper for them to use the post office than their own people. Think about that. Earlier, I said the majority of the money that comes into the post office comes from advertisements and other stuff. I didn't mention the parcels because we undercut everybody on parcel delivery.
Okay.
It's cheaper for them to use us than their own people. Which means,
I mean, that's being smart though, if you're a business owner, right?
It's smart for them. You remember Donald Trump said the post office was stupid.
Yeah.
Because we're not charging enough money. And he was right about that.
Okay.
He was right about that.
Okay.
I'm not a Trump supporter at all.
Okay, and we know that.
I'm not a Trump supporter at all, but he was right.
Because
they figured the mail carriers,
uh-huh,
and rural carriers, you know, city carriers, rural carriers, deliver mail, like letters, already.
Okay.
So you're already door-to-door on a daily basis, delivering advertisements, bills, you know, IRS letters, you know, child support, you know, stuff like that. You're already door-to-door already. So what is it more, what increase in cost is it to give us parcels to deliver since we're already door to door? But you got to think, you know, FedEx, UPS, Amazon, they're not already door to door with, you know, delivering something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it was good business at first. But because of the decrease in letters, then, you know, and an increase in parcels,
mm-hmm,
now we're getting all this parcel business.
Okay.
We didn't have the infrastructure for that.
Yes.
You know, how, you know, FedEx, UPS, Amazon, they have big trucks and stuff. The post office is just starting to get trucks to accommodate for all these parcels that they're getting. Well, now you're having increased costs, you know what I'm saying? You're having decrease in income, because, you know, people aren't sending as much express and stuff like that. But you're having an increase in cost.
Okay.
So, you know, they're suffering as far as the business.
So you said something that was very important. You said if they go private, it'd be good. But the people. And so my next question, is the post office the larger employees or veterans? Touch on that if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, there are incentives for veterans. I'm a veteran. You know, a lot of people that work there are veterans, but you know, a lot of people aren't. You know, I think it's pretty even. You know, 50-50 on how many veterans versus non-veterans work there. But they did have incentives for veterans being employed with the Postal Service.
Okay. So, you know, it's real big, the pandemic, the virus. How have it affected the way that y'all do business?
You know, everybody on a daily basis does their very best to protect themselves. It's almost not to say, okay, for instance, I was watching CNN and they were talking about tainted meat, like meat being, having tainted with coronavirus.
Okay.
Well, if it can sit on meat, it can sit like we get packages from China, all over the world, you know. So, you know, postal employees are constantly coming in contact with people, packages that are global. It's not just local. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And so, fortunately, where I work at, we haven't had any outbreaks, anything like that. But, you know, everybody that I work with is very conscious, you know, about their personal health and the health of the people that come in for the service. So we got, you know, the people that we work with are, you know, real good about that. I mean, from wearing masks, gloves, you know, the head, like the visors. Yeah, I mean, plexiglass, you know, and just being mindful of other people's space.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, like I said, it's hard. Because of the type of business we're in, dealing with packages, you know, globally. But like I said, everybody, for the most part, you know, takes every measure that they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? What's up with them taking the mailboxes off the street, just snatching them up like? What's that called? Mailbox trafficking?
You got to think that, okay, like the post office has department. It's already like, what's the word? The department
formalized,
yeah, kind of like you have city carriers, you have rural carriers, you have collections.
Okay,
so those blue boxes are collections. And they have a department that, you know, is set aside for that.
Okay,
where they have different trucks, they have different people. Those people don't walk door to door, you know, those people just go around and pick up collections. Well, with a decrease in letter volume, because, you know, they take kind of like surveys on like how many letters are you picking up out of these boxes? Okay. Because you got to think, you got to pay people to go to these boxes.
Yeah.
And it takes gas, you know, everything. So if they're not having the volume that you can justify paying somebody to go out of the way to go pick it up, they're removing them. So, you know, so I don't think that.
So it's not like they doing it for it to contribute to maybe the voting.
I don't think that directly affects voter fraud, but you know, it's like, because to me, it's always safer to take your stuff inside. Because with the post office, and I've witnessed this in the past. Mm-hmm. They have this thing called fishing, where you have like homeless people or whatever, they go fishing in those boxes. Mm-hmm. And people drop their checks, you know, gift cards, stuff like that. They might have money, checks, whatever, in it, sending it to loved ones. And I tell people all the time, you know, it's always safer to bring that stuff inside. But, you know, and not to say anybody's lazy, but you might not want to get out your car. They pull up to a blue box, drop it, drive off. The problem is people, they'll put sticky stuff in there. So when you think you just threw your letter in the lid and lifted it up and it's dropping, it's not. It's stuck on the side, and like a homeless person will come, or not just a homeless person, but anybody who's, you know, is going to come back later and get all of those letters that are stuck there, and they call that fishing.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, so there's spots where that's, you know, a big problem. And when it gets reported to the postal inspectors and stuff like that, they do try to get out there as soon as possible, you know, investigate, see what's going on, try to prevent it. But that could be another cause why they're picking them up. If it's not serving a purpose, you know, and people are losing their letters and their bill money and stuff like that,
yeah,
remove it.
Okay. So, you know, I think it may be like the right, I guess the way all of a sudden now you hear about it, it's closer to November.
Yeah,
it's coincidence or no coincidence.
It could be coincidence. Like I said, you know, they might be trying to get rid of the collection department.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe all those trucks that they use for the collection department, maybe they're thinking about getting rid of the collection department. That's why they're getting rid of the collection boxes. You know, I don't know. That's something to look at, especially if you're in collections.
Okay. So as we go forward, and if the post office is safe in any form where it don't go private, what are some of the things that you feel, you know, being someone who been dealing with the post office for so many years, you have your experience, what are some of the things that you think could benefit by changing? Like, what about days off for employees? Do employees get days off? I heard they had to like fight for them. Like,
well, is when people come in, let's say, and you're doing door-to-door delivery, it looks easy, but it's not easy. And, you know, and not to talk bad about a generation, but this new generation of folks, you know, they don't want to work.
Yeah.
You know, people, they come to work to get paid. They don't come to work. You know what I'm saying? So, and they get out there and it's 100 degrees and you've been walking since 10:30 and you still got, you know, 2-3 hours left and it's only 2:30, you know, that's hard for a lot of kids that just, you know, this is their first job, you know, they don't have anything holding them to that. It's like, shoot, I go get another job. I stay with my mama anyway. Mm-hmm. But when you have somebody who has different responsibilities, you know, the motivation is different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure that's like any job. But one thing that I think that could save the post office, or even if it doesn't save the post office, it could greatly help, is standardizing the delivery system. Meaning, we're going into 2021, bro. People still walking door to door, dropping off letters. Why? You know what I'm saying? It's like every neighborhood is different. Some people's mailboxes is on the house. Some people's mailboxes is on the curb. Some people have centralized boxes. Well, usually in newer neighborhoods, you have curbside delivery. Yeah. But there's a lot of old, you know, neighborhoods, existing houses that have mailboxes on the houses and stuff like that. And you have to walk through the yard, walk up porches, be on somebody's porch. And it's dangerous. People have dogs. So you got to think, the post office, has to pay for those injuries. If somebody gets bit by a dog, or somebody slips on somebody's steps, because I've been in neighborhoods where, you know, people will tile their porch with anything. They'll tile the porch with bathroom tile. Let it be raining, and you trying to walk up wet bathroom tiles on somebody's porch. That's just
nasty foul, man.
Nasty foul. So it's if they standardize the delivery system, where let's say you didn't have somebody walking all day, you get rid of injuries, you get rid of having to pay somebody, but they're not working. You know what I'm saying? You get rid of the dog bites. You get rid of people being worn out and broke down. So, you know, they're not wanting to come to work, you know, because you got to think you have to do this for at least 30 years or more. Pretty much. Can you walk, you know, for 10 hours a day for 30 years in cold, wet, extreme heat, dogs, all kind of stuff? That's hard for a lot of people to do. So the post office at any station is always paying people who are out on injuries and probably haven't been at the post office for years, but they either can't hire new people because those people still hold a position. So if you standardize the delivery system, you would get rid of a lot of injury pay. You would get, let's say everybody had either centralized boxes. So somebody pulls up to a box, deliver the mail, and drive up to the next box. So that not only gets rid of injuries, but you don't need as many people.
Gotcha.
I mean, that sucks for, you know, the workforce, but as far as the business staying alive, you know what I'm saying? You could actually get more work done with less people, with less vehicles. You know, less vehicles, less people. You would save a tremendous amount of money if you had invested a little bit of money in standardizing the delivery system.
All right, man, well, I appreciate you talking about this subject. Like I said, I know to a lot of Americans, man, it's important. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, people used to tell kids, hey, you don't want to mess with the mail or the mail person because you go to jail.
Yeah.
It's like now it's like a, I don't know, like people laughing at the post office.
Yeah.
You
get that all day, man. Like I said before, man, the post office doesn't suffer from a lack of management. It suffers from a lack of leadership, man. I can't believe that nobody's thought of standardizing the delivery system. And somebody might say, yeah,
maybe they don't want it.
Well, and maybe they do want it to go belly up. Maybe they do want Amazon to buy it. So, you know,
there's a lot of different motives out there when it comes to that post office.
You got to think the majority of the post office debt is retirement and paying people who are out of work. That's like $15 billion. If they file for bankruptcy, you got to think $15 billion is wiped away automatically. That's gone. So there's people that work for the post office that would like to see that. You know, mainly upper management, I'm sure. But, you know, hey. Like I was saying, you know, somebody probably thought of standardizing the delivery system. But the problem is, they invest money in all the wrong places. We're getting more advertisements. You know, they're spending all this money on flyers and stuff like that, and stamp by stamp mail. You know what I'm saying? It's like the allocation of the funds is all wrong.
So I need to budget check.
Man, if they spent money standardize the delivery system, they would be saving millions, if not billions.
Man, well, hey, bro, I appreciate you sharing your insight tonight. Thank you again for coming this morning, man.
No problem.
Good luck to you. God bless. It's just in time. Mr. Postman, that mail delivered.
Already.